על התורה, הרשב"ם נשאל בינוי בכרך לושכון. Someone asked him, זה הדבר אשר ציווה השם לאמור. Hashem never told him yet. Ze adobo, but the Chalal is written, if Hashem tells Moshe something, he says, ze adobo, this is exactly what Hashem said. But you can't start to approach a parsha with ze adobo asher tzivo Hashem. So Chaim Kanievsky wanted to answer it with the Rashi. Is a Rashi, ze adobo, Moshe nisnabe b'koy omar Hashem kechatzoy salaylo, והנביאים נסנבו בכל יום הר השם, היינו מוישה אוסו היה ונבואו את כל יום הר השם בחצי סלילה, כחצי סלילה, והנביאים אוסו היה ונבואו את כל יום הר השם, עוד מוסף עליהם מוישה, מוישה זה אקסטר מיילה, שנסנבו בלושן זה הדובו. אז מוישה היה ספשייל מיילה, אני יכול לצאי זה הדובו. מה זה אפשר? עוד בנביאים סי כל יום הר השם, and Moshe Alein also says Koyam HaRashem, but Moshe has a plus. He also says Zeh Adobo. What is this Bazundur Ma'ilev Zeh Adobo that Moshe Rabbeinu has that the Andere don't have? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that Zeh Adobo means Shechino Medaberes Mitech Goyim. Chazal say Moshe was better from all of the Neviim. And Moshe was Shechina medaberes mitech groyne. Shechina medaberes mitech groyne. Ze. Now I saw Ze Adobo. Well, Ze Adobo by Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to be Ze Adobo. Miloshen, this is what? He's pointing now Hashem is talking. In the Ma'aral, why sometimes Moshe says Ze Adobo and sometimes Moshe say Koy Omar Hashem? It says it's very interesting. If you look at Seder, when sometimes he doesn't say Bichlal, but when he says Ze Adobo is when he says Mitzvahs. So the Mitzvahs for Netzach Netzachim. So it's like Aklaparia Meiro, where the real Lekoyach and Nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Nevuah is not for the Doros, when the Nevuah is only like for power, Koyam HaRashem, there you don't have to use the special Koyach of the Nevuah, there you say Koyam HaRashem. So, now the Pasuk is interesting. Vayidaber Moshe el Roshe HaMatpos Livnei Yisrael Lemer. Shailu, why this Parsha was said to Roshe HaMatpos? The Torah was said to Klal Yisrael. Aaron skating, why this parsha was Roshe HaMatpos? You could say the Shem Shmuel's vault, that the Maisa, the Roshe HaMatpos, they're the ones that are matters the Nedorim. Yeah, but we're not holding like Torah's Nedorim. The Vaz Me'atzor in the Nether. So to come to the end of the parsha, that's Roshe HaMatpos. So the Shem Shmuel brings down a tale from Zantata, the Avnezer, from Mahalach, that Avnezer lived at Be'etzem, how a person could add mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, how you can make Nedorim, Shavuos, how a person has the Koyach to add. It's only because a person really doesn't have a Koyach to add. Because even when he adds, the Chochem could take it away. So only Valas Roshe HaMatpos, the Parsha of Nedorim starts. A person can do a Nedor of Elei HaTov. But the Parsha is supposed to be Pshat Dabar Roshe HaMatpos. Rashi says, Cholak Kovet LaNesim LeLamdom Tchilo. But why punk now the Nesim? What the Nesim did yesterday to that punk, now in this parsha we decided Lachli Kovod LaNesim. Lachli Kovod LaNesim. What happened special here that Hashem decided? So the Mefoshim wanted to say Givaldik Pshat, the Beis Yisrael from Gur wanted to say Pshat, there's a famous Novi that Yiftoch, when he went to the Milchama, he was noider that the one that will come out of his house, he will give it to Hashem. And his daughter came out of his house. And the Kitzur HaMaisen, she was also, she didn't get married. Didn't show what happened there exactly. Zog B'Gemara, Be'etzem, he could have gone to Pinchos, and the matter of Neda. Havayta, Adayta Le'och, Elayna Darman. So Gemara, Yiftoch, I'm a Melech, I don't have to go to Pinchas. Rabbi Chazal, so why Pinchas didn't go to him? Pinchas got up, Ichbin HaNovi. And I don't have to go to him. Shai said, you're a Novi, you don't have to go to him. But Pikuach Nefesh, his brother, Rachmonis. You're right. So the Bishop says, the Torah is the whole crack of the matter of the Neder that Yerem is misbattled to the Chochom. Man, if Yerem is misbattled to the Chochom does never crack to the matter. So the Shaila is Beseder. So why Chazal Shteder was a Tvi and Pinchas, why didn't he go? The Torah says, if you would go and he would, you see that you're Mechadel, he'll be Nichna to you. Like we see in Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Dosen Vaviron, that maybe they will change after he comes to them. Chol HaKobed LeNesiim, LeLamdom Tchilo, to teach them, even that you're the Nesiim, Amor, a person makes a Neder, don't say, I'm the Chochem, if he wants, not will come to matter the Neder. Amor, the Chochem has to go, Avad in the end, Yenem has to be misbattled, we'll see about the Mavad, to give all the Kamaisim, to give a Eger. Avad, the Chochem has to go over, Amor, we call the Kerem, Chol HaKobed LeNesiim, LeLamdom Tchilo, LeLamdom Tchilo, Amor, they have to approach, to start to make the Pesach to be matter than ever. Look the next pasuk. Ish ki idur neder la Hashem, o yisho v'ashvuo, le'eser iser al nashe, hegat v'asach v'nedorim do, lo'yachel dvori, kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yas. V'asach v'nedorim, we just learned it recently, we have ishchoiz on the gantz of v'asach there, so we can't do it in a short time. Avo shit in pasuk, lo'yachel dvori, kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yas. Sefer Orchos Yosha, he brings down from the Sefer Chassidim. The Chidola of the Parsha says it also. Lo yachal dvoroi kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yase. A person that doesn't say bad things in his mouth, and he never breaks his word, and he never is over on a neder or sheker, kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yase. What he says happens. There's a lot of different mice and different people that have that koyach. Not so gdolim, and they have a koyach to give brachas, and what they give happens. Because it's lo yachel dvorim. Say over a famous mice, Ringrenman said over this mice, there's a kid in Vilna, that when the goyim came to rinse his hands in shul, the barrel of water was empty already. So the kid ran to bring water. So the goyim told him, Yingala, you will live for 100 years. And when he was 99, Shlem Gerim, I knew this person, he was very sick. They wanted to bring a doctor. He said, I don't need a doctor. I know I will be till 100. And the day that he became 100, he died. What I mean to say, that the goyim could make such a bracha, Ichir Nafish Brengi Diraray. We know that. Goyim Haim, Haganzi Goyim, Shiroim. It's a little bit of the goyim, Kumachim Azuch Azach. But the goyim really meant 100 years bracha. The goyim said, "Avraham believes it." Kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yas. Kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yas. The famous Gemara, we mentioned it last time in the Chumashir. The Gemara and the Dorim. We only mentioned over the first piece, not the whole piece, but we said over Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says, when it's time to die came, Hashem send the Malachamovis to him. They give him like to do what he wants. He said, show me my place in Gan Eden. He said, I will show you. He told him, I'm scared from your knife. The Gemara, he gave him his knife. Kimotel Osam. When he came to the place, he jumped over into the Gan Eden. The life. So the Malachamovis chapped him in his clothes, we don't understand what it means, and he was trying to pull him back. So he made a shvua, I'm not leaving Gan Eden. So the Shaila came to Beit Nishal Mala. There's a big more in the Dorim. It's the end of Perik HaMadir, and Amud Beis, I think 20 lines from the top, if I remember, and 18 lines from the top. The Chazal said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we'll check. If during his life he went, wants to be Matir and Neder, we'll matter the Neder now also. But if he was never matter in Neder, we will not matter it now also. Does he do this? Kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yase. If he's in a massive kechol ha'yoytze mipiv yase, he never broke his word, we will not break his word also. We have the koyach of the emes, emes, emes. If a mo, siddharta was not going, he used it, we could use it now also. Famous meiser. So I don't have them type it. That the Chofetz Chaim, it's nice with his aiding, everyone knows that he's trying to get a job to be a rav somewhere. And it didn't work out, and his aiding had a lot of like a snefesh. The Chofetz Chaim was telling him, I called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but his aiding had a lot of like a snefesh, and he didn't get that Rambanu's job. The Chofetz Chaim told him, I'll tell you a story, but you have to promise not to say it until after I die. And he said this nice after the Chofetz Chaim was nifted. That Chofetz Chaim said, you know, I was a rav for a very short while in Rabbi, and I quit. Why I quit? He said, when I was a rav, I was half the person that was selling treifas. Meister is nicht genau ein Heintiketek, these meisters. Meister is schon alte meisters, this meister. Schon im Rabbi, schon gewinnt. Die chafte. Es ist nicht gewinnt, als ich da, als man macht mir Chomet, man chafte, man chafte. Aber and the Chofetz Chaim pulled him to the side and, you know, he put him in a chair and he was selling treifas. And, you know, Yenem Mamish came, sorry, never will do it again. And the Chofetz Chaim saw that he's really sorry. And also was a parnosah for a ganze mishpoche, you know, it was Mamish to kill him. The Chofetz Chaim was masking that he will be back in the job. He was showing him about it. And he was cognizant to give to shul 40 litres of candles every month, every chodesh. It was a very big amount of candles. Today, we'll call it to pay for the electricity. After a short while, the other person was nifter, Chaim says, and I was sitting in the Bismedrish, and in front of me came three chashuva people. And I got all scared from them. They told me they're from Beis Din Shel Mala, and they told me, when you told this person to bring candles, what you meant? To scare him, and to punish it, that he will chap that it's not so poshut to do so treifas, and to be scared the next time if he does it again he'll get a real punishment. And also that the people in the city will not think that it's a hefker about to just say sorry, because it cost a lot of money to do such a mistake. Are you meant to mechaper his aveira also? So the Chofetz Chaim was like, oh, shaky. They told the Chofetz Chaim, we'll give you till tonight, we'll come back tonight to ask you. I came back and the Chofetz Chaim said that I think that when I said I had an das to give him a oynish and for the city, I didn't think that this would be mechapa as a veira. So they left. In the middle of the night, a person came over to him crying and he told him I was in the Beis Din Shel Mala and they wanted to punish me for Michael Klal Yisrael Treifas. It's a terrible oynish for such a sach. And the Malach HaToyv was tiny, the Katega was tiny, I got my punishment already. I got my punishment. I got it. I gave the candles. And the Katega said, no, the candles of Chofetz Chaim never meant for that. So he said, we'll go to ask the Chofetz Chaim. And now that you said that you didn't mean for the Kapora, so it doesn't work for the kapoor. So I'm going to get it. The person has to know every word, every machshavet. Kichol ha-yoyitza mipiv yase. Kichol ha-yoyitza mipiv yase. It's a famous maise. Mario Diskin, the Klechembe brings down this maise b'shem the Mario Diskin b'shem his father. For me it's a chidush, I didn't check it. I called a friend of mine, a bucky in the building. Check it. The maaser, there was someone in shul, in the city of Rabbi Yomin, was the father of the Mariel Diskin. Big Talmid Chochin, he came into shul, and he made a matter that he's not leaving for a big while of time. He's not leaving the Bismedrash, and he's staying and learning day and night in the Bismedrash, in the shul. Mamish, a huge Talmid Chochin, Yerom Elayla. The people in shul had a very big tzar. There was no eruv. They couldn't bring him food for Shabbos. Twice they couldn't matter the nether. Leyomim Rav Kiva Eger came to the city. So Binyamin Diskin, this is the father of the Mariel Diskin, went over to him and told him, you know, we have a story with the big Talmid Chochem here. So Rav Kiva Eger said, you're saying he's a Talmid Chochem? Yeah. So Rav Kiva Eger said, well, we'll go together. So Rav Kiva Eger went with Rabbi Yomin, Kiveya went with Rabbi Yomin to the shul, And for sure, when the Kiviyagir goes with Rabbi Yamin, so the whole city came. And they're going into the shul. And Rabbi Kiviyagir tells them, I heard you're a big Talmid Chochem. I heard you can't come out of here. So I came to visit you. So Yenim told the Chacham, Kiviyagir, why you had to matriach yourself to come over? You know how much tzar you made me, Rabbi Kiviyagir, to come with other people. So Kiviyagir told him, if you would know that I would come to visit you, you would make the nether? He said, Chas v'shalem. So Kiviyagir said, Mutaloch, Mutaloch, Mutaloch. Tos Madon, it's a Gemara Lemaise. Well, he said, Adas the Yitztar Rebbe, Leina Dalma. Adas the Yitztar Rebbe, Leina Dalma. Now, it's a chidush that Yerim doesn't have to ask for a Torah. It's not a chidush. That the Chochem could be matir. Yerim could say, weiter I want. But if it's a Pesach, the Chochem is matir, that doesn't have to say, Arimi mevakish a Torah m'ma'al aschem. Hazim l'chuh is mashma nismayisim rav kidei egel. I had a Zobel Meisr 5 years ago, I remember I was sitting in Shmir Shabbos Kirchosot, a lady came, Almona, full with tzores. She's been Almona, I think, for 20 years. And they offered me a shidduch from America. It's one of the Shaila. She said, I made a shvua that I will not leave Eretz Yisrael. I told her, Aldas, that your husband will leave in America. Adaita the Ochin Adalma. Aldas, you will not have a parnos and you will have tzores, and even so you will have to Adaita the Ochin Adalma. I was sitting for half an hour. In every Ichitim, she said, I thought about it, and Adaita the Ochin Adalma. And everyone was sitting, and I don't know what to do. So I got up and I told her, you know how bad lady you are? But you came and you're spending our time, and you're such a strange lady. She said, but how tzar you're doing to the Rav. But you mitzayah him with such modern adorim. If you would know that you would do so much tzar, he'd be never the never. So chas v'shalom. And everyone yelled, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And the dog doesn't have to say, I never do from Kivei, it was nothing in the mice. Nothing in the mice. But the Shmir Shabbos when I started, he knew what I'm going. Now all the people started like, to stop me, you know. What are you chatting in this lady, you know? The Shmir Shabbos told him, no, he has what I'm going to do now. But this is Gemara. The Gemara zogt that minayin the Gemara is Gemara Nedorim. Is that Gemara Nedorim here? Gemara Nedorim. Back in the bottom. The bottom is Gemara Nedorim. Gemara zogt minayin the Gemara Nedorim that chesed mudalek. מנין שנשבועים לקיים את המצווה שנאמר נשבעתי ואקיים אחרי כדי גמור אבל על מושבע ועמד מהר סיני אבל על מושבע ועמד מהר סיני זה על מושבע ועמד מהר סיני אז what is the point להישבע לקיים את המצווה אז מושבע ועמד מהר סיני זה כדי גמור לזרו זה נפשי רק דבר, what is מזר הזה? The Gemara says that the Shvur is not hard. But Mishbayim Lekayim is a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Mushbah Varimet Me'er Sinai, and the Shvur is not hard. And the Gemara says, Lizruz in Afshay. You're right, it's not hard. But it's Mezarazim. It's like the book, what is Mezarazim? If the Shvur is not hard, the Shvur is not hard. What is the Zilz? Where is the Zilz? What zeros we have here? What zeros we have? So I was fault. Fault, you know, a person swears, gives him a push. It's like this title of Givaldi. It says like this. No person is a bad person. Sometimes you don't do mitzvahs. Why you don't do mitzvahs? Because the Pshat Yitzhahor tells you, you actually have to daven, but not when I'm so sick. You actually have to go to say that. But by me, it's not. It's better for me to be relaxed. I don't have to go to say that today. Maybe it's hard. But if you make a shvur to learn, the mother shach you have to learn. If you have to learn, you have to learn. If you think that you don't have to learn, so that the Shavuot is not going to help. You make a Shavuot, I will learn tomorrow. If I can walk to the Zavaz, you, Manavshach. You're ready, Mushma Goyim, the Shavuot is not help. That's Manavshach. If you have to learn, you will learn. What is the time that you will not learn? Because you will say to yourself, today I don't have a mitzvah. And that's how the Shavuot will be held. Maybe you'll be mezuz. That was the Pasuk Dal. Dal and Hek. V'isho kisid omena la'ashem v'osro iso v'shoma ovir es nidro v'esoro asher osro anafro v'hichish lo ovir v'komu kol nadorea. Pasuk Vav. V'him eini ovir iso, if the father is made for the nether v'yoyim shomoy kol nadoreo v'esoreo asher osro anafro lo yoku. If the father is matir the nether, if the father is matir the nether, so we know the father can be matir the nether. V'Hashem yislach lo ki hini yovi oisa. What is the pshat? If the father is matir the nether, so what Hashem has to forgive him? There's no nether. So Moshe, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Zogt Rashi in Gemara in Kiddushin in Gemara in Nozir. V'Hashem yislach lo, v'si Rashi in Zayit, Pasuk Vav. V'meh kosu medab, v'ish Hashem lo, gro ben Nozir. V'shom abay lo, v'eifer lo. V'hi lo yodo. And she doesn't know that the father was maker. V'oiver esal nidro v'sho yiso yayi. U'mitam ole meisim. Zui shetzricho slicho. Abad pishu mufo. אם המופורים צריכים סליחה, כאן בוחרים אלה שאין המופורים. חזר כל עת נסכבן לאכול בשר חזיר ואוסו ביודי בשר כלה. A person goes to a restaurant and he wants to eat a piece of meat and he orders pig and they give him kosher and meat. He needs to do tshuva. He ate kosher and meat but he had a bad plan. She didn't know the father was made for the nether. She was over on the nether. She needs a kapora. פרייד חסם סייף המחשוב אירוע אין הקדש בורך הוא מצא אוכל למעשה סייד חסם סייף המחשוב אירוע אותו זה מחשוב עם את המעשה he ate kosher אני זאת חסם סייף אתה עושה את המחשוב עם את המעשה מחשוב אירוע למעשה אתה כי אין הקדש בורך הוא מצא אוכל למעשה המחשוב עם את המעשה. Now, you have to know, all of you learn Kiddushin, because I had a Meisr, I was a young Bochum, but Chaim Kanievsky. We're going to say that. What would be, Le Moshel, and is a Lif Me'iver on this Halacha? To be Machshel Yun is Kavel Lechol Psar Chazir, but also, we know it's a Lif Me'iver. Is a Lif Me'iver on this Halacha or not? Yeah, you know. You learn Kiddushin? I'm asking you, is it all Lif Me'iver on that or not? You know that Lochem is Kavel Lechol Psar Chazir? Now, if I Machshel Yun is Kavel Lechol Psar Chazir, we'll find the Chetitzes Nagia every day in Bisnedush, I'll show you soon. From Zalman told me. I'm asking you, is it Kavel Lechol Psar Chazir or not? So Mishrol Salanto said, it's the often a Gemara. I'm sorry, the Chofetz Chaim, you ready to bring Israel also? Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara said that one of the Amiroim tore his son's clothes to see if the son will be angry or not. But maybe the son will be angry and you'll be able to me either. You're right, you want to check your son if he's a tzaddik or not. But if the tzaddik is not a tzaddik, he'll be able to kibudav and you're able to me either. You're a machshir and kibudav. So the Gemara, he was meichel. Frank Teisves. But he didn't know. So he's niskaven lechol psar chazir. The kid doesn't know the father was meichelin. So maybe the father is over lifnei iver that is machshel the son and niskaven lechol psar chazir. V'yeshleim ha'shehoi ha'maydiyoi. He told him that he's meichelin before. Even so was a test. Even so was a test. When you get angry, you forget it somehow. But the man said he was meydiyoi. So the mele, he had him. Those are my kashim details. You didn't get to the chumash here. That's the pious shit. Aber ich kenne Kiddush. Yeah. So I remember I asked the Chaim Kanievsky, was Sukkot, I think, Toshim and Dalit or something like that, maybe before even. I asked Reb Chaim, maybe after Chosesh, I asked Reb Chaim, so what? So what do you want to test him, if he gets angry or not? No, vital, if you're evil, you're marshaling him getting angry. What if people be angry? The man's the Rotach. And Kibbutz is Michael and Lifnei Iber and Niskav and Rotz and Chazir Itor. But what's me? He told me there's a Kabbalah and Rabbi Sol Salander, there's no Lifnei Iber and Mitz. I was saying in the Sukh, and I'm the Azeliya. It's no Lifnei Iber and Mitz. What? Jenem ist Beseder. Du weißt der Reihe von Jenem, wie kann Hillel, wie kann Hillel? Weißt nicht, wer weiß Jenem ist Beseder? Ich meine, mit mehr Röschim von Kardim Agulis, ich weiß nicht, aber ich weiß nicht, ich weiß nicht. Aber, schon zusammen alle mal ask me, ich weiß nicht, schon zusammen, a lot of times people come to collect money in Yeshiva. Some of them are not poor, I don't know if you know. Not all of them are poor. You know that some of them are not poor? If you give, now, so they're Ganovim, that's so if you give them, they're over on the signal. The signal. So what is the answer? You, when you give, you have a das to be Moichel. If you don't have a das to be Moichel, you're not allowed to give. So you have to have a das to be Moichel, and then if he's a Ganov, he's a Ganov. But he doesn't know that you're Moichel, he's Niskav Lechol Tzar Chazir. So you're able to lift me even from Niskav Lechol Tzar Chazir when you give Tzar. So Shazam asked me, so how do you give Tzar if you're not sure if the person is poor or not? You're right, we suffer you much. But you don't take care of the problem, we scavel the Chokh Tzar Chazir. He doesn't think that people are Meichel. He's scared that people will happen. Zalman gira teres of them. It's nish the Mokhi Minister. Nish the Mokhi. So the Medrash learns down, Elef Lamate, Lechol Matas Yisrael Tishlechu Latzovo, that they took 3,000 from each. Chazal say, Elef went to the war, Elef went to look after the Kalim, and 1,000 went to David. So Chatzke Levenstein would say, Alemol, Hotzachar. Okay, we need 1,000 fighting and 1,000 people davening. But why do you have to go out? It's mashma, and when they went out to the war, with 1,000 fighting, and near them with 1,000 davening. Why do we need 1,000 davening? Avada, we need the tefillos. Let him just name this medrash. The davening. Achma, you ain't tefillah. Like a soldier's davening. Zog the Pchatzkel, is a chshash and a milchome. Koichi v'oitzim yod. But before I explain, I want to explain. Everyone knows the famous play with the Chaim Weizer and the Chofetz Chaim, right? The famous play, the Maskilim in the play, they wanted to make fun of the Jewish people. Maskilim were people that went off the Derech, very, very modern people, that didn't believe in the Torah like they have to, and they wanted to make a fun. And they made a show, everyone came to the show, it was like a famous show. And in the show you saw a war in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And they're calling for a war, everyone has to come. And you see thousands of people coming, big, huge people, guns, you know, with big sticks, with nails, the old days ways, with glass, all different mices. Everyone is there. And the Kohen Gadol goes up and says, here was Pinchas, Mi Yish, Asher Bo Lo Bayis, Veloi Chanocho, Yeilech V'Yoshuv Lebeisoi. You see some of the people leaving. Mi Yish, Asher Iris Isha. Some leave. Mir Yish Asher Bono Kerem. Some leave. And then he says, Mir Yish Hayore Verach Aleivov. Yoshu, the person is scared, go back. Pen, Yimas Levechov. And he says Pshat like Rashi, Isha Yorev Rachaleivov Me'aveiroi Shebiyodo. If you think you have Aveiros, go back, because we don't want you to lose the war. And you see all these huge people are leaving, yeah? And there's left one little short person, white beard, and it says in him, Chofetz Chaim. It says, I'm ready. And the show finishes. So they said this story over to Reb Chaim Meisel. And Reb Chaim Meisel said, Reshoim! Why you didn't finish the end of the story? That he goes and he wins. This is the end of the show. The last paragraph was not there. So the Pratskil, and even so, so these are the only ones, we'll see later. These are the only ones that went to the war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zog, is a chshash of koichi v'oitzim yodi osar yisachai lazim. They need to see the whole time, that we need the people davening here, without them it will not happen. It will not happen. Such an isayim, people in life, person goes for a shidduch, you know, he comes to brachas for all of his rabbein before he goes out. And mamash is nichna gate to yenis and menuzil, targum unkelus, to all of the targumim gate. You know, mamash gulas. He goes 40 days to the koiso, 50 days to gather rochal, all different zafen. The kitzah is already, mamash, he really believes, comes for the shidduch, you know, he says a nice word here, a nice word here, sends a candy here, a candy there. Person forgets. He thinks he's a successful. Every time in life, it's not going a little bit good. He cries, Hashem help me, you know, give me good chavrusis next month, siyata dishmaya, everything. It's knacking a bit. I'm the biggest knacker in the world. And who is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be mazir? Chofetz Chaim! Chas v'sholom and yizayim. So the only ones that when they came from the army, the Almei, they came to Yeshivas Ponovich. They wanted to interview Ponovich, why they don't go to the army. Interview Ponovich. So with the time, today everyone knows that the army is bottom of Hutla. But then people believed yet in Tzal, yeah, Tzal Gomeli Yisrael, people believed in it, people thought it was important, they didn't have. So the kids, they came to interview Ponovich, Arav Shach sent them to Arav Adas. Rav Adas, from Kol Yankim, Choshev Yid. I heard this ma'aseh from him, he told me once this ma'aseh. The kids are the guy in the radio goes over to him and tells him, Rav Adas, why are you not going to the army? You know, you're interviewing Kol Yisrael, you know, Israeli radio, living interview, you know, you call him back, alive. Anyway, he says, us. He tells him, because we believe when we live, we protect the country better. He told him, you know, you're the radio, maybe don't say something old-fashioned, you know, we came here for you, you know. Everyone is listening, say something good. Okay, so I'm asking the question, I'm recording it, again. Well, we'll not put this piece inside. Arav Adas, why are you not going to the army? He says, because we believe when we learn, we protect. So he told him, you know, you're making fun of me? He told him, I want to ask you a question. I'm telling you the real answer, I'm not managing to convince you. You want me to make up a story that I don't believe in and to try to convince you? I only have one answer. Now, this is what I believe in. Yeah, it doesn't go good. So you want me to say something that I also not convinced and to try to convince you? But what we could do, that the Kriyachi Vayitzim Yodi in our days, you, I want to ask everyone that is sitting here, I don't want the answers. You believe that if you learn Shmach today, maybe take a missile will fall down. Maybe a bus could blow up. If I learn better today, it's less percent. Or you think the story of the Shabbat manages to have the Arab and beat him up or not. Hazei doesn't have unzer emune. Erev lamate, erev lamate. Don't expect them to believe it before you believe it. You're the one that is learning has to believe it. Kozman, you don't believe it, don't expect them to believe it. You can't convince them in something that you don't believe in. We have to work on our emune stark. As unzer emune design stark, we'll manage to convince them. So in the Pasuk Hei, Vaymosru me'alfe Yisroel. Elef lamate. Vaymosru me'alfe Yisroel, elef lamate. It's a very interesting Rashi. Lo idi ha-shvochon shel roye Yisroel, kamo hem chavivim al Yisroel. Why? עד שלא ישמעו במיסה מה הוא אומר, עוד מעט וסקלוני, זה עומס לא עד לקירון. ומששמעו שמיסה מוישה תלויה בניקמס מידיון, maybe I'll explain. Because Hashem said to Moshe like this. Look in Pasuk Beis. Lamed Aleph Beis. Nekoyim nikmas bnei Yisrael meis ha-midyonim, achal ta'osef al amecho. So Klal Yisrael knew, Lamed Aleph Beis. Klal Yisrael knew that if Kozman Midyon is not killed, Moshe will not be dead. Will not be nifter. So the Etzem, they didn't want to go. They said, we're not going to fight with Midyon. So Moshe will not die. So they were forced to go. Vayimasru me'al fe Yisrael. They were forced to go. They didn't want to go. Zok Rashi, what's inside? Lo'idiya shvochem shel roi Yisrael, kama hem chavivim al Yisrael. Ad shel yishomu misos ima roi merod me'ad v'skeluni. U'mishishomu shel misos mo'i shekluye v'nikmas midyon, lo'irotsu l'leches ad shenim seru al kocho. So the shayla is, I'm sure you had it shvetz in Moshe HaSachmo. The idea shvachem shel Yisrael that they didn't want to go, they wanted to stay there for Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you have to start to say, you know, what, they were very nasty to Moshe? They said, they almost killed him, Oymah Skuluni. And now, they're very nice to him. They don't want to go because they want him to live. This Rashi is too long. It'll be still too long, this Rashi. You know, a lot of times a person comes to his father, he begs his father, he cries to his father, he's chutzpahdik to his father. A son to a father speaks different, yeah? Sometimes you can hear it from the side, you think such a chutzpah, yeah? But this kid loves his father. Something will happen to his father, he'll be the first one taking a plane to look after his father. But you know when he's begging his father, send me money, let me to go to camp, let me to do this, let me to do that. He also, I will not speak to him, I will not, it's kids. But Idea Shvachom, where we found that Moshe was like a father? You know where you find it? That in one hand, Moshe says, they're going to kill me, they're going to throw me stones. When Moshe goes to die, they're fighting to let Moshe to stay. This is a factor. This is a factor. If it's only one thing, it's not a father. Moshe is holy. They don't want to touch him. I forget, they hate Moshe, they want to kill. What is a factor? That they feel Moshe, they could cry, they could do it, they could jump on Moshe. And at the same time, Azad Ha'avel, Idea Shvoch. Chasim Sefer says a bit Andosh. Says, the Gemara says that if you have a rabbi that everyone likes, it's not a plus. I said, Losh Ha'la Gemara, Ksuvis. Hay Tzuvu Mide Rabbonon, Demerachmin Mide Gnei Maseh. La Bishum Demal Elei. Elo Mishom Delo Muchach Lu B'Mide Dishmaye. Why is that he doesn't give the Musar enough? So Melech would only have the end that Klal Yisrael amassing to kill themselves for Moshe Rabbeinu, not a Raya of Shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe he was a very nice person to everyone, so they wanted him to stay. But you see, it's Tkufas and Klal Yisrael and Oyna Adu Skeluni. And even so, they like him. That's the idea of Shvach of Shvach of Moshe Yisrael. Rashi says, these are the very nice votes in the beginning of Schemet. Pasuk Gimel says, Vaydaba Moshe Lom, Vaymoy Hicholzu Meitchem Anoshim Latzovo. So Rashi, Anoshim Tzadikim. You have to take Tzadikim. Vechem Pchalonu Anoshim, Vechem Anoshim Chachomim. So we have two wars in Klal Yisrael. And Amalek, and here. And both of them, we have to take tzaddiki. So not everyone went to the war, only the tzaddiki. But the Moshe, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, straight up everyone went. Bnei Gog, Bnei Reuven, everyone went. Why only in these two times, you have to have tzaddiki? It's a givaldik evolt. Chazal say in Baruch is, Godel nekomo, shenitno ben shtei shemes. Shenema, kel nekomo is Hashem.
Pesha.
A person makes a Nekama, Nikmas Hashem B'mipyon, you have to do it L'Shem Shomayim. Amalek, you have to do it L'Shem Shomayim. Kel Nekama is Hashem. Even in the end of the Nekama, remember you're doing L'Shem Shomayim, no personal feelings, no private hating in Arabs or the Chazach. Shem Shomayim. Shem Shomayim. The Mele, Amalek started Klal Yisrael, they cooled the whole bed. But they jumped in. And now we have to fight with them. Everyone is so angry at Amalek, the man is spoiled the holy tears of Mitzrayah. Umayshin of Nemet Tzadikim. Midian started off with us, of Nemet Tzadikim. Stam Ilchom, and we're going to Ilchom, we have to capture something. These two places, Gidav Zayim Ilchom Al Hashem Ba'amalek. Was it Dim Ilchom Al Hashem Ba'amalek? It says, La'osid Lovoi, Shaydim Rambam, when is the mitzvah to Machis Amalek? והיה בהניח לכל השם אלקיך מכל עבדך מסביב נוחי תמחה זהר המולק. Why only then? Today we don't have these tzaddikim that we had then. We will run now to do מלחמת המולק, we can't do it לשם שמיים. והיה בהניח לכל השם, I'm the king, I have a king, everything. המולק לא מעניין אותי. Then you could kill המולק. כל זמן, you're in a שוואר מעצב. Can't kill המולק מנגנצה רמקה. No, invite them because it's really getting late. Stamps, I saw a vote, even from one of the Achronim, you have to know, the Pasuk says later, we'll move a little bit. It says Pasuk, Pasuk Yutes, Ve'atem chanu chutz lamach meshivas yomim kol hoireg nefesh, kol megea b'chol ol tischatu b'yem ha'shlishi, b'yem ha'shvi, atem ushvichem. בכל בגל, בכל כלי אויר. So it's a tumor. The people that killed became tumor. The question is, a little bit before we had Parsha Sichoy, right? We had Sichoy. We killed Sichoy. Why did when they came back from the war, he didn't tell them to go to the Mikveh? That's not a shmodne. If you tell me from before, you know, maybe with Parsha Chukas was not said yet, I don't know this story. Say the Radvor. But already after Chukas, we have the Gantz and Milchome from Sichon. We killed Sichon. Then we have the whole story of Amalek. They have Balak. They come back to the Milchome and we're giving them, you know, you have to go to the Mikveh. What happened to Parsha Sichon? You never bothered you, such a Kasha. Yeah. You hear the Kasha? Now it's just like a Kasha. She says a Gevaldi Gevaldi. Klal Yisrael never had to use really a Cheret. They cherev pipiers b'yadam. Pipiers. We kill with our mouth. Chichom shel elu b'peh. Kol kol yankev. Rashi says in Vayechi, shehoragti b'charbi u'b'kashti, so Rashi b'tazim b'biusi u'b'tzliusi. We didn't fight with knives. This is normally. But, go back to Pasuk Ches. There's Bilam ben Be'oir Orgu Becherev, the end of Pasuk Ches, Zog Trashi. Hu Bo'al Yisrael v'hichlif umnusri b'umnusom, she'en l'shay elo b'peh al v'itfilo u'b'u v'chipes l'kallom, af hem b'o'u olo v'hichlif umnusom b'umnus, she'nema v'alchar v'chotichi. And this milchoma they killed with a cherev. Because Bilam came b'peh, Klal Yisrael came b'cherev. Beside this big in Yonim, at Pisoid, the machlif umnusa, yeah? The only way to win was to machlif the umnus. This is really for Shabbos Kodesh, these in Yonim, how you machlif the umnus. But they had to use the cheret. So here Klal Yisrael became part of the cheret. Father didn't become part of the cheret. It's a vote, a very, very nice vote from Reb Shmuel Zos. Well, we know Alam Obetayas from Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel Gizok Shmuzim and Ponovich Eichet. One of his nicest shmuzim is the following. We have in this parsha, we go to Shishi, Perek Lamed Beis. Mikne Rav Oyo Lebnei Ruven Lebnei God. Otsumoy, we had a lot of sheep. Vayiru es Eretz Yasser, Eretz Gilot, Vini Amokim, Mokim Mikne. Vayiru Voyo Lebnei God, Lebnei Ruven. Vayiru Eretz Mikne, ולעבודך הוא מקנה. אם לא מצאו חן בעיניך, יהוד המאות הזה יש להבדך לאחוזו, אל תעביר אינו זה יעד. So now I'll ask you, Tzvi, why they wanted the Eivir HaYavid? What was the purpose they wanted to have the Eivir HaYavid? Why they wanted the Eivir HaYavid? What is the answer? This is what the Rebbe told me in Cheder, right? And Parshas V'Zeis HaBroche, open V'Zeis HaBroche, the last Parsha in the Torah, in Dvorim, Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chof Aleph. ולגוד, אמר גוד what says in the פסוק חוף א' למד ג' חוף א' read the פסוק ל' א' והיה ראש ישלוי כי שום חלקס מחויקק סופו זה עוד איזה פשח? say it every שמחה סטרת 20 times והיה ראש ישלוי Kishom chelkas mechoike ksofer. What is the pshat? Zogt Rashi. What is the pshat? Remember Rashi there? Val chelkas mechoike ksofer, Moshe Rabbeinu was tamun me'eiver ha'yarden, so they wanted the chelik of Eiver ha'yarden, they wanted to be near the kever of the Rebbe. So the Pasuk says, why they wanted to be in Eiver ha'yarden, Zogt Rashi? Kishom chelkas mechoike ksofer. They wanted to be near the Rebbe. Yeah, from the one of the pshat, to be near the Rebbe, not in Eretz Yisrael. Again, I'm just going to shmuz before I ask for the shul, the pshat. But, so why they wanted it? Because the sheep, or because chalkas mechalkik sofer? Zogter, and the Medrash says, the Medrash was a tvi in them, that they wanted money, or the end of the money. So, avad, they wanted it because chalkas mechalkik sofer. But it was negias of money. It was negias. And it's possible the whole thing. It was a tvi and a gahamza. They wanted it! So give them the gears. When you do a mitzvah, you have to do it rain. Rain in Gansu. If it's not rain, it's a tekish. First it goes weiter. Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chof Hei. Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chof Beis. Benich b'sho'aretz ifnei Hashem, ve'achar toshuvu, ve'isem nekim me'Hashem u'me'Yisrael. So, the Mefoshim Alam will say there's a cloud of Chilul Hashem, but it's not enough that a person is straight to Hashem. He has to be straight to the Isim Nekim Me'Hashem U'Me'Yisrael. The Isim Nekim Me'Hashem U'Me'Yisrael. Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. I tell you, I was yesterday in the bank. They close the bank. 1:30 they close the bank. If you're inside, you could stay. But they don't let you to come in. They lock the door. Kids, I come to the bank, 1:30. You know, people are knocking. You know, there's a guard there. It doesn't open, it doesn't let. Then this huge, big Arab came. Wants to come in. He says he wants to come in to bring money. The kids, the guy tells him, he puts his foot in, tries to push the door. The guard tries to close it. You know, the Arab was 10 times bigger than the Shema. You know, the head of the bank comes, they're pushing the door, they're closing, they're managing to push the door to close the door, they tell them it's 1:30, you can't come in. After a couple of minutes, one of the guys inside, one of the yeshivish guys, is trying to get his friend to get in. A friend of his, the minute they say, yeah, he said, we'll let him in. Kids, the Arab sees it, he runs back, well, if you're letting him in, I'm going in. Kids, it's about they're not letting him, because the whole tumult near the door. So I got up in the middle of the bank, and I said, it's a chilul Hashem. What is Arab thing? Because he's an Arab, he's not let in, because he's a Jew. What happened if I came in Germany? You would feel terrible, no? Does Nishka feel Hashem? People are guilty, people have to argue with me, it's fine, they start. So then one of them, the Klug Shabbat, yeah? Tam Chach. Tommy Nova, he understands that because they blow up, he doesn't deserve to get in. So I thought it was a truth for Rav Moshe to be Saroida. Rav Moshe says if someone patches an ad in the street, he's a Roida. Why? This ad, I'm asking you, this big ad, after this whole story, goes back to the old city. And in the little Vinkala, he meets Yeshiva Bachar back and walks in the Kaisel. He had to get something or not? He's not right. It's a passing of Moshe. Moshe holds him now. If you start up with an Arab, I'm allowed to kill you. If you start up with an Arab, there's a mitzvah to kill you. Then Moshe finds him baskets. If you go to Arab, come to Yeshiva, you give him a push or something, try to kill that guy. You see, guy, try to kill him. And then there's a Moshe. He told me, no, Yerem doesn't think it's because of that. So I told him, Hashem? So I told him, I prefer not to eat, not glad than to have Safik Chil Hashem. Safik glad is a Safik glad. Chil Hashem is the worst of Safik. Take it, also not glad, not every Zach is trade. I told him, eat Rabbanu Ma'adrin before you do Chil Hashem. And it was beside, but I said, Kavod Hashem, I can't. So that was thinking, the problem, Yitzim Nikima, so who's on a portion? Yitzim Nikima, Hashem will be sore. Hashem paid me in that night to know that was the right ma'aseh that I did. That day, Shir was early. Little Shir. Clearly, because there was no mincha in the Shir. So the kids are ma'aseh, if there's no mincha in the Shir, you don't remember to have a mincha later. So I told my chavrusa to remind me, for sure he forgot to remind me. The kids said, you know, I'm sitting a little second, say that. I don't remember Shaykh to Mincha. Mamash was the last one. That's it. And punk, but then I met someone that I had to speak episode of the Chilul Hashem. And that moon, I was telling him over the Mice of Chilul Hashem. I remember, oh, what I was saying? I want to explain, you know, you're laughing. You're sure if Hashem paid me the $1 million. You know what is a mincha? Kadosh Baruch Hu pays with the right money. Some people don't appreciate the right money. He gives them garbage. He gives them dollars. Remember the real payment is not to miss a mincha.